Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Pastor Kimberly Ball from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. We begin our services at 10 a.m. Sunday school. Our regular morning worship is at 11 a.m. You can call at 704-754-1532 or 704-603-8299. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. No trial come on every hand. I feel like going on. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. Don't try or come on every hand. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like going through my trials and my tribulations. I feel like going through the trials come on every hand. I feel like going through. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. No matter what goes our way, what comes our way, we got to still feel like going on. When we don't feel like going on, when the devil tries to make mockery of God's people and what God is all about, you still have to go on. And you still have to give God's name the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And today's lesson is going to come from the book of Judges, the 16th chapter, the book of Judges. And we're going to start at the third verse, 16th chapter. We're going to start at the 4th verse. We will come from Judges, the 16th chapter, the 4th verse. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Now, we already know the scripture, and we know what the Bible then said about Samson and Delilah. Most of us, this is a familiar pastor for us to hear and for us to even talk about. But I'm going to give it to you in a different way, the way the Lord gave it to me this morning. And it says, and the Lord, fifth verse, and the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him. I mean, they wanted him, that her, to seduce him. And it said, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Now here was people of God, not people of God, but people that was the enemies of God, wanting to get the strength of God's people. And see, that's what the devil wants. He wants to get our strength. He wants to know how we go on. He wants to know how we survive. They want to know how we making it and we going through all these temptations and all these trials and these tribulations. And then it says at the sixth verse, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that will never dry, then shall I be weak and be as another man. See, Samson wasn't like your natural man, but he was a man of God. He was a Nazarite. And the Nazarites, they could not shave their hair. That was one of their, their rituals, that they did not shave their head. Because that was a vow that they had made unto God. They don't shave their head. And so here was Delilah. She was a beautiful woman. And see, the devil knows that, you know, what we love. He knows you love women. He knows you love money. He knows whatever it is. He knows what you love. He knows your weakness. So Samson's weakness was a woman. Her name was Delilah. And so she wanted to know how, where this man's strength come from, how he was so strong. And Samson's enemy, which was the Philistine people, which were her people, they wanted to know why this man was so strong. So they told her, probably no doubt, that you're a beautiful woman. He like you. Then you go ahead and you entice him. We're going to give you 1,100 pieces of silver apiece. Now, these was the kings. You know, but these was the kings and the Philistine people that wanted to give her this money. And let me tell you, and this is what makes it so bad. This woman actually wanted money more than she wanted to know who his God was. And see, that's where people are. They don't really want to know who God is, but they will use you for something that they want out of you and act like they want God. And the name of this lesson is the misuse of love. And, you know, we misuse our love a lot of times. You know, people misuse your love. They act like they love you and they want to be around you and they want to do something for you, but they want to know where your strength comes from. That means they want to know how you doing this and how you doing that. In other words, they want to know your business. How did you get blessed with this and how did you get blessed with that? And so as you go on and read it, tell us also, I'm not going to get all into it because then I'd have to go all the way through the whole chapter of the 16th chapter. But read it on down. I want you to read it for yourself later on. But I'm going to go into it, and I'm going to break it down for you. Now, if you look on the first, when she kept on vexing him, asking him, where does his strength lie? And she was saying, you don't love me if you don't tell me. So the first time he told her, it was 7 green withs that was never dry. He said, I'd be just like another man. She went and she told the Philistines, people that, and they tried to do that, and Samson break the cord. He broke them. They couldn't even hold them. Then she went to him again. She said, you done mocked me. She said, now I pray thee, tell me where your strength lies. He said, well, get some new rope that ain't never been occupied. He said, then I'll be just like another man. I'll be weak. She did that. Samson broke the ropes. Then she came again. She vexed him so much, that means she worried him so much, he went on and told her. She just pulled and tugged his heart. So he went on and told her. But before he did that, the third time, he told her to take a beam. And he told her to take that and weave 7 locks of his head around that web for that beam. She did that. He still got up and took the beam and all with his hair and everything. That was how strong that his strength was in his hair, that he even took the beam with him when he woke up, when she told him it was a beam, taking wrap 7 locks of his hair around a beam. Now, can you imagine that? That was some strength, to take your hair, your natural hair, and wrap it around a big old beam, and then when you wrap it around there, and they say, wake up, Samson, the Philistines upon you, and when he woke up, he took the beam and all with it in his hair. Ain't that something? Then the last time, which I got to a few minutes early, she vexed him, like I said, so much. She went to him 3 times. But then after that 3rd time, she went to him, and she just vexed that man. I mean, she worried that man because he just couldn't probably tolerate no more. She gave him a little drink, rubbing on his head, telling probably how much she loved him and how that if you love me, you will tell me. You making me look bad in front of the people because you keep telling me lies. And see, that's the way when we have somebody in our life, they'll say that to us. You don't love me. If you don't do this or you don't You don't. You stay home with me. Don't go to church. Don't do this. Don't pay this. Don't pay that. Don't give this. Don't give that. You don't love me. Even in sexual things, they say, well, you don't do this, God will forgive me. You don't love me. You don't have sex with me. And see, this is misuse of love. A lot of times people misuse their love for you to get what they want out of you. And this is the way Delilah was doing Samson. So then she finally told him that, you know, he told me, I'm a Nazarite. And one thing about the covenant or the vow that we made to God is that we cannot cut our hair. As I will become like another man. So there was Delilah. She laid his, he put his head in the lap of Delilah. And she rubbed on that head. I mean, she must have rubbed it good and gave him probably the best wine to get him drunk. And he began to tell things. Because the Bible tells us, he said it's not wise to drink strong drink. He said, and then they'll tell everything in their heart if you give them strong drink. So that's what happened to Samson. Yeah, he probably had a little wine, a little drink in him. Like I said, she was rubbing on their head, so he told her. She finally got the truth. And when she did, she took it and misused it against him. She did misuse some love towards Samson. Because she took that and gave his what? His strength, his secret over to his enemies. Here was Samson. When he woke up, he couldn't do nothing. They even put his eyes out where he could not see. And see, that's the way the devil doing us. He's putting our eyes out. He might not be doing it physically, but he's doing it spiritually. He's putting our eyes out. We're blind. And the Bible says, how can a blind lead the blind except they both fall in the ditch? Here was Delilah. She then got what she wanted. Now, she didn't want Samson because she got what she wanted. She had 1,100 pieces of silver from each Philistine that promised her. She betrayed a man that she wanted to know his strength from. And see, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to betray us. Act like he loves us. The enemy takes our love and turn our love against us. The love that we reaching out, the love that we trying to be true to one another with. The devil want to take that and destroy us with that same love. That's why the Bible says speak the truth to one another in love. We got to speak the truth to one another in love. But the Bible tells us it's better not to make a vow than to break it. See, Samson made a vow to God that he would never cut his hair. He didn't cut his hair, but he allowed somebody else to cut it. You see what I'm saying? Once somebody knows your secret, they're going to take that secret and they're going to give it over to your enemies to destroy you. You got to be careful who is your friend. The Bible says a brother loves at all times. He said faith are the wounds of a friend. Sometimes a friend might wound you by what they say, but still, what? They know you know that's your friend because they told you the truth. And here was Samson, made sport in front of all the Philistine people, all his enemies. They was laughing and they was mocking at him. Where your God at now? That's the way the devil doing us. Where your God at now? You need this and you need that. Where God at now? He's trying to mock God through us. That's why we got to stand up strong in God. We got to be standing up and be counted for. We got to show that we are the strength of God. We got to let them know that we're ambassadors for Christ. We got to let them know who God is in us. Because God said, I before you, who can be against you? He got on what? Banner. Jehovah Nisi. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. God shed his blood for us. And when we let people take our love and misuse it, and then they go and give it to our enemies, that's the reason why a lot of us we trapped. That's the reason why a lot of us we have failed. Because why? We have let people misuse our love. I don't care if it's a man in your life. He'll misuse your love. Want you to lay down and have sex with them, then go tell everybody. Ain't nothing to them. They want you to have a drink with them. They want you to sit down and smoke with them and smoke weed and do drugs and stuff with them. And they'd be the first one to go and tell people you ain't right. They did this with you. They did this with you. They had sex. I smoked with them. I drank with them. Misuse of love. You don't take your love and tell people, well, if you don't do this and you don't do that, you don't love me. That's misuse of love. You should tell them, you know what? You say you love me, then go and do what's right. Push you to do what's right. When a person loves you, they're going to push you to do what's right. They're going to push you to tell the truth. They ain't going to take your strength and turn them against you. They ain't gonna go and give your secret over to your enemy. And that's what Delilah did. She took Samson's secret, well, not to cut his hair, well, that which was his strength from God, and took and gave it over to his enemies for them to laugh at him, for him to mock God, for them to mock God in him. Don't let people misuse your love. They'll tell you, well, give me your tithe money. You do this and do that. God will understand. Let me use it. That's misuse of love. Because why would you want to take God's money from somebody? Why would you tell me to be all right and God will understand? That's misuse of love. You need to let me borrow it. We take our love and we misuse people with it. First thing people say, well, you don't do something for them, you're supposed to be a Christian. You can't misuse of love to people because they're supposed to be a Christian. They got to do for you. You go do what you want to with your finances, but then you feel like they ought to give you some of their finances. Well, you went out and did what you wanted to do with yours. Then you try to throw up to them, oh, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be a deacon. You're supposed to be a brother or sister in the Lord. You cannot misuse love of people. And then some people take that and run with it. It's called misuse of love. You taking my love and for granted. You taking my love for weakness. Some people know that you love them so much, they'll know that you'll do anything for them. Some of us will stoop down to other people's level because we love them. Stoop down and they level them. And like I tell people, the very thing that you hate in them, you'll end up being what you hate in them. You know, we look at things that's going on in people. We say, well, I don't like that about her. Or I don't like that about him. But the very thing that you don't like in them, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to become that which you hate in that person because you're stooping down the lay level. Let them come up to you. You don't let nobody misuse of your love. Because misuse of love is they'll tell you to do things out of your character. They'll tell you to do things that God don't approve of. They'll tell you to go lie to people to get what they want. They'll tell you to go talk about people. They'll turn you against people to get what they want. Misuse of love. Well, if you're going to be with them, then I want to be your friend. That's misuse of love. Don't take nobody's love for somebody else and misuse it. To have them hating people and turn against people, that's not of God. Remember, brother loveth at all times. You said you was my brother in the Lord. You said you was my sister in the Lord. Why you don't love me now? Somebody ain't got in your life that don't like me, so they trying to turn you against me? And see, that's the way the devil did with Samson. Delilah came in her life, his life, and when Delilah came in his life, she turned him against God because he told the secret. He told the strength where it come from. That was a vow he made with God, and he broke that vow with God to be with that woman. And that shows you sometimes we love man or woman more than we love God, and the Bible said that you got to love him more. That's why he told us don't let nothing separate us from the love of God. No depth, no height, no weight, no thing in your past, present, or future to come. But when we have our future coming, some of us, we forget about God. We throw God to the side, and then we need God, and he don't come when we think he should come. You know what? We feel like it's wrong. But what about it's wrong when you put God to the side? You abandon your faith in God. Some of y'all just left your faith right there where it was at. You left it with a lie. You left it with somebody conniving. You left it with somebody that don't want the truth. You abandon your faith for somebody like that. You let them misuse of your love. They misused your love with what you had for them and had you doing something and thinking something that you had no business. And I always tell people don't burn your bridges because you might need to cross back over. That's why you don't burn bridges with people. You don't think you're better than nobody. You don't turn nobody against nobody. If you don't care for the person, that don't mean don't make the other person do it. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 6 chapter that what? That we're not supposed to what? Y'all know that scripture. So discord among the brethren is abomination before God. You taking a love, you know they love you so much and they kept you so much, you have them doing things against God and God's people. Even tell lies on God's people. Come on, stop coming to church. Because why? Misuse of love. Don't go back down there. They don't care about me, then don't go back down there. Don't fool with them. If they're doing right, it'd be different. They'd be trying to bring peace. The Bible said, blessed are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. If they love you like that and they had the love they say they have for you, they'd be telling you to go get it right. They'd be telling you to go, like the Bible said, and restore your brother. They would tell you, go to them and say, if I've done anything to you, I want you to forgive me. See, God looks for somebody who's going to humble themselves. You know why God used Moses to bring the children out of Israel? Because if you read that Bible, it said he was the most humblest man up on the earth. The God Bible said he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. When you ain't humble, God can't use you. The more humble you are, the more God will use you. See, a lot of times people don't want to be humble because they got the spirit of pride. And the Bible says before fall, pride comes. Well, I don't owe them nothing. I ain't did nothing to them. Misuse of love. The Bible said if you didn't think your brother or sister got an art, you supposed to go to them. That's the word. He said, if you even think it. It don't matter who done it, but if you feel like somebody got an accusation against you, then you need to go to them. And then if they don't receive the Bible, say, shake the dust off your feet. And it'll be a testimony against them. The Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You don't know if that person might, something might happen to them or something might happen to you. When you could have got it right then and there. But your pride then set in. So now your pride then stopped you from humbling yourself. Because you have let somebody misuse your love. You have let them turn you against somebody. And that's not God. Quit letting people misuse your love. They're taking the love that you have for granted. Because that same love that you allow them to put on you, that they saying that they love you, but they want you not to be bothered with somebody, or they want you to scandalize somebody. Let me tell you something. They're going to take that same love that you doing turn against, using to turn against that person they're using you against, and they're going to end up turning against you too. Now, if they really love you, don't do what they tell you to do. Don't take that love and misuse it and see what if they really love you like they say they do. Try that. Try the spirit by the spirit and see if it's of God. When somebody wants you to misuse your love against somebody, then go and don't do it. And go get it right with them and see if they still fool with you. See if they still treat you the same. That's why the Bible said, let every man be persuaded of his own mind. See, I don't let people persuade me. You got to have the mind of Christ. He said, let the mind of Christ be in you. And some people got other people's minds up in them. They ain't got Christ's mind, but they got other people's minds up in them. That's why they misuse their love against you. But when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he said, I'll exalt you, what? In due time. He said, 110th Psalm said, sit down on thy right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. God will make your enemies your footstool. You humble yourself down and go to him. I remember one time when I was going through, and it was with a pastor. And I helped this pastor one time, and I was so hurt because she took the love that I had. I helped her get a job, and she tried to turn the people I helped her get a job with against me. And I kept saying, well, God, I didn't do nothing, though. She did to me. I don't owe her nothing. But God kept telling me, humble yourself. He said, you think she got an art with you? He said, even though you know you ain't did nothing, go to her. I said, but God, why should I go to her? She the one wrong. And he told me, he said, that's the spirit of pride. He said, that's the spirit of pride. And pride comes before a fall. He said, humble yourself. Go to them if they don't come to you. And then if they don't do right, he said, shake the dust off your feet. You did your part. You can't make nobody forgive you. But one thing about God, he said, if you don't forgive me, I won't be him. He won't forgive you. He said, in this world, neither one to come. And then I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all prayers is unanswered because you ain't forgiving people. You wonder why you going through this and going through that. How are some of us sleeping at night and know we got something with somebody? That's why we tossing and we turning. That's why things ain't going right. You got unanswered prayers because why? The Bible said before you come to God, you got to believe that he is. And then you got to forgive. You say you're forgiving, but your fruit show me something else. And people say, I ain't got nothing against them. They ain't did nothing to me. I just ain't fooling with them no more. That's good. But still, when you say that, then your love should be the same. Your love shouldn't be different from them. You should still be able to speak to them, talk with them, and laugh with them. You ain't got to go out of your way, but you still should be able to be civil and cordial toward one another. That's how you can tell people love that change, because they stop speaking to you. They stop talking to you. They stop associating with you. They dissemble themselves away from you. The Bible says, you know my trees by the fruit they bear. Okay, your fruit ain't the same no more. You say you ain't got nothing with me. You say I ain't done nothing to you, but you're still, you're acting funny with me. You won't even talk to me. You won't even speak to me. And then what we say, well, you don't speak to me, I don't speak to you. What is that? You can't make people speak to it, but you can say, hey, how you doing? Like I tell people, speaking don't take nothing away from nobody. Well, one of us always say, the other one got to speak to me first. Why they always got to speak to you first? I'm the type of person, I speak, but then if I see you don't want me bothered, I'm going to leave it alone. But I don't care nothing about speaking first. That's humbling yourself. That's submitting yourself. But it's always got to be, well, why they ain't speak to me? Well, why do you speak to them? They go both ways. It ain't one-sided now. God don't have respect to persons. Don't mean that person that speak to you all the time. Why you didn't speak? Make them speak. You want to kill something, kill it with love. Kill it with kindness. But don't let the devil misuse your love and have you not speaking to one another and not talking to one another and not loving one another. You letting the devil misuse your love. You allowing people to let your love be misused. We got to check our love, because it ain't full with God. When it comes with God, we say it's full, but when it comes, if it's still full, it'll be the same way with people. Some of us need to go, how they say, and gas back up. That means we go pray back up and say, oh, God, give us more love. Bible even tell you, said, love your enemies. He even told you, if your enemy hungry, feed them. If they thirsty, give them drink. If they ain't got no clothes, you're supposed to give them some clothes. Well, we doing what the world do. You love me, I love you back. You don't do for me, I ain't going to do for you. Now, God don't want you to be ignorant either. But some of us, we doing stuff because we let other people misuse our love. Remember today's lesson. Don't let people misuse your love. And we getting ready to go into the word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, that this, Lord Jesus, message, touch somebody out there, God, because, Lord, somebody needs to be revived in their spirit, God. Somebody needs to know that the devil's trying to use them, Lord Jesus. God, let them know, God, that great is he that's in us, that he that's in the world. And, God, let them know, God, that the devil is not going to have them. Let them know, God, that you're going back, they're going to go back into the enemy's camp and take back what the enemy stole for them. Let them go back and get their love. Let them go back and get their friendship. Let them go back and get their fellowship, God, in you, God. Let them go back and get their prayer life. Let them go back and get their love life. Let them go back and get their peace, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that's not like you, God, and I send it back to the pits of hell from which it come from. Take your hands off of God's people. Take it off their mind. Take it off the thoughts of them. Take it off their hearts, God. Create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Cleanse them of secret thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Secret talking, Lord Jesus. Loving one another behind each other's back and in faith and saying things behind their back, God. Oh, God, I ask you to turn it around, God, from what the devil meant for bad. God, turn it around for good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless all those, amen, that heard me on the blog radio. And I hope this message will touch your heart and will change some hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.